Okay, today's daf is Shkalim daf Nun Zayin in the Yerushalmi, and we are on Nun Vav Amabez towards the bottom, the last daf here, the last couple of lines of the seventh parak, getting into the eighth and final parak of Maseches Shkalim. So we were discussing the korban of the Minchas Chavitin of the Kohen Gadol every day, and what happens if the Kohen Gadol dies in the middle of the day. What do you do with the second half of his korban? So if you remember, the Mishnah on daf Nun Dalid had the seven takanos of Tanai Bezdin. Seven Tanai Bezdin, and one of them was that if the Kohen Gadol dies in the middle of the day, that his mincha will be kareb mishal tzibur. That was the takana. Behuda argued on that. Behuda says, no, it goes from the Yarshim. But that was machlokas. If the Kohen Gadol dies, where does it come from? But then the Mishnah used the lashon of shlema haisa kreva, that it was given whole. It was given whole. That means what? That after the Kohen Gadol dies, it has to be given whole. So what exactly does that mean, that it has to be given whole? So we said that it means that if you get another Kohen Gadol in the middle, he doesn't just give another half. He has to bring a whole and then split it and then give half of it. And then you have two halves that are Karav and two halves that are Avad. What if they don't get their act together and there's no other Kohen Gadol that afternoon? So every day from then on, you bring a whole one. You bring a whole one, not half. So what does that mean, a whole one? That was the Rabbi Yochanan's question. Does that mean a whole one twice a day? A whole one in the morning and a whole one in the afternoon, like double the amount that usually is given? Or do you say, no, do you give a whole one in the morning and none in the afternoon? Right, the same amount, but just all together. So that was the first question Rabbi Yochanan asked on Nun Vav Amibes now. And then the Gemara says, and if you want to say that it means a whole one twice, double, so then what about the oil and the komets? At the end of the last year, it is the Lavona. I said it wasn't Lavona, it is Lavona. What about the, where I asked two other questions. Find the flour might be double, the Minchas Chavitin. And what about the oil? Is the oil doubled also? And what about the Lavona? Is Lavona doubled also? Right, those are the questions that were asked. So Shloshes Lugin Mahin. What about the three Lugin? Right, do you give three Lug? Usually it's three Lug altogether. One and a half in the morning, one and a half in the afternoon. But here we're doing a whole in the morning and a whole in the afternoon. So then is the, just like the flour is doubled, do you say the oil is doubled or not? The special din of a Shlema Haisa Kreva is only by the flour, not by the oil. And what about the kmitz? So usually kometz, you have one kometz in the morning and one kometz in the afternoon with each of the minchas chavitins, but here maybe you should have two kmitzim, right? Two kmitzim in the morning and two kmitzim in the afternoon or not. So those were all questions that were unanswered. So let's just finish that line and then we'll see what the Rambam paskins. Amar Reb Yosa, second to last, towards the bottom of Nun Vav Mabez. Amar Reb Yosa, Klum Lamdu Lakometz, Lobi Minchas Chote. If you go back a couple of dafim, about daf Nun, we learned the original halachas of learning how big the kometz is by the Minchas Chavit, and the ultimate source is a regular Karban Mincha, the Mincha of a sinner, of a Chote. So, and the question is how to read this next line. We'll go with one of the Mefarshim in the back. So the Talmidei Rashbash has a one way of reading it. Malahal and Shnei Kibatzim over there, right? Are there two Kibatzim? No, it's one per Karban. So to here, it's going to be one per Isaron. So Malahal Shnei Kibatzim, do you do two Kometzes for the Karban? No, you do one each. So Afkan, Shnei Kibatzim, so to here, because you're doing one in the morning, one in the afternoon, so it's going to be one each. Right, and that's how he reads the Gemara. Again, it's a little tricky how to read the Gemara that way, but that's how the one of the Mefarshim in the back reads it that way. Klomar, v'chibim minchas chote. I'm reading him now. V'chibim minchas chote be'inon likmot shnei kmotzim komsin elavade komets echad v'sulo. It's one komets per unit. Hachanami l'gabi lavona shel chavitin lo tibay l'cha. It's not a question about the lavona. Devade kometz echad shachris, the kometz echad arvis. One in the morning, one in the afternoon, you do a kometz per carbon that you're bringing. Just like the kometz of a carbon mincha. A mincha schote gets one kometz. So to here, because you're doing a double, you're going to have two. So the Gemara says, we're going to skip the next six words because they're going to come up soon. Amar Reb Chizkiya, now back into the Gemara, third line. Amar Reb Chizkiya, 1 second, you think it's not a question because automatically if you do a whole in the morning and whole in the afternoon, that automatically means a kometz in the morning, a kometz in the afternoon. Amar Reb Chizkiya, klum lamdu shloshes lugin lo mitamesh abein arbayim, but the lugin also, how much oil do you use? you learn that from the carbon tamid, and so you should say the same kind of limud, just like there it's three lug altogether, so to here. And yet Rabbi Yochanan still asked the question about the oil. He wasn't sure. Just like over there, by the oil he has the question, even though the source is from the carbon tamid. So to here, he asked the question. So the Gemara ends up by saying, it's not so clear. Just because you have a limud doesn't mean that the limud gives you clarity on what the hashlacha, what the application should be. Right? And that's what, again, the Talmidei Rash Barash says, Avagav the Alfinan Shlosha Lugin Shemen Mitamidin Bin Hacha Shlosha Lugin Mayin Avtricha Lei. So you ask the question in both ways. The Rambam paskins in all these cases that you bring the double flour, but not the double anything else. The Rambam says in the end of Hilchas Paragimel of Hilchas Fidin Musafin, Meis Kohen Gadol B'Shachris. The Kohen Gadol dies, and after he brings his half, v'lomanu Kohen Acher, and he doesn't bring. There's no other Kohen that is appointed. So again, machlok is in our Mishnah from the Yarshim or from the Tzibur. The Rambam paskins mevi'en ha'Yarshim Isaron Shalem. Right, his Yarshim bring in a whole Isaron, so he doesn't hold like the Tznai Bezdin. V'osno so chavitin v'shlema isakreva. Shleimus akreva, fine, whole. Meis Kohen Gadol kodem shiyakrivu yakrivu baboker. What if the Kohen Gadol dies early in the morning before he gives anything? V'lo manu Kohen acher. Makrivin also isaron shalom baboker isaron shalom bein arbayim. Whole in the morning, whole in the afternoon, as we said. Or if they don't get their act together for future days, right? Whole in the morning, whole in the afternoon. So you double it. V'ein koflim shmeina v'levonasa. But you don't double the oil or the levona. Even though the flour is doubled, but the oil and the comets are not. You do what you're supposed to do. Three lug oil, one comets of lavona. Lug umechsa shemen, vachatzi comets lavona, li sarin shel boker. Lug umechsa shemen, vachatzi comets lavona, li sarin shel bein arbayim. And you split it, so you split the oil and you split the comets. Even though the comets of Lavona, the frankincense that is given along with the carbon, but you don't split the flour itself. That's the limud that Shlema Haisa Kreva is only about the flour and not by the others. Remember, I don't think we mentioned this the past couple of days that we have been talking about this. The fact that it's given half and half, does not mean that it's two carbonos, right? It's brought as one and then it is split, right? Probably the closest contrast to that is the Ktores, right? Because the Ktores, you get it all together, and then you split it, and also you do Ktores in the morning and Ktores in the afternoon. The Ramban counts two separate mitzvahs for Ktores. Even though by Minchas Chavitin, everybody agrees there's only one mitzvah. Everybody agrees there's only one mitzvah, even the Ramban agrees. But the other three, the Ktores, and the Karban Tamid, and Kriyashma, those three mitzvahs, the Rambam counts, if you remember, as one. The Rambam says there's one mitzvah of Kriyashma, even though you say it in the morning and in the afternoon, there's one mitzvah of Kriyashma, there's one mitzvah of Torah, and there's one mitzvah of Karban Tamid. That's the Rambam. Well, the Ramban argues on all three of those. The Ramban says that, no, what do you mean? Why should there be one mitzvah? You can't bring the Karban Tamid in the afternoon in the morning, and vice versa. So why should it be a one? So again, the Minchas Chavitin, the Ramban is going to have to explain that. Because the Ramban agrees that that's only one, even though the others are three. Again, that's the Rambam. In the beginning of Hilchos Tmidin, the Rambam knows Hilchos Tmidin Musafin. Remember that Rambam's Avoda, Sefer Avoda is about the Karbanos Sibur. And Karbanos is about Karbanos Yachid. That's how the Rambam splits the Chilek. So the Rambam paskins, the first mitzvah in Hilchos Tmidin Musafin is to bring the Karban Tamid. Mitzvah that say lahakriv shnei kvasim olos b'chol yom. Mitzvah to bring two sheep, Olos every day, v'heina nikra'im tmidin. Echad baboker v'echad bein arbayim, sh'ne'emar sh'nayim layom ola samid. The Torah formulates it together. And just because the times aren't the same, the mitzvah is counted as one. V'emasai zman sh'chitason, shal boker sh'ochtel so kodem shehu tetala hachama, mishiyer kol p'nei mizrach. Upa machas doch hashah. The Rambam talks about the details about when it's supposed to be shechted and when in the afternoon and when it's supposed to be shechted, except there are Pesach. Everything is bumped up earlier because remember the Karban Pesach is the only carbon that's brought after the Karban Tamid. Aseid to Hashlama, it's the exception to the rule. So that's the Rambam, Rav Soloveitchik, explain this Rambam based on the principle that we have mentioned, that he quotes maybe one of the most graphic illustrations of this principle is the Gemara in Sanhedrin in the Bavli on Daf Chaf, where the Gemara says that when Bnei Yisrael come into Eretz Yisrael, there are three mitzvahs that they will have to do on a national level, and that is appoint a king, wipe out Amalek, and build the base of Mikdash. Three mitzvahs in that order, the Gemara says. It has to be in that order. You need to appoint a king, and that king will help lead the army and then wipe out Amalek, and only once that's done, there's a mitzvah to build the base of Mikdash. So ask Rav Soloveitchik, why does the Gemara say that there are three mitzvahs when Bnei Yisrael come into Eretz Yisrael? There's only one mitzvah. You have to do it in order. There's one mitzvah to appoint a king. And after you do that mitzvah, then there's a mitzvah to wipe out Amalek. And after you do that mitzvah, so why does it say, Shalosh mitzvos, nitzav Yisrael b'knisas al-aretz, right, Chafim Abbas, inside Hedrin. Why? So he says, you see from there that sometimes there is a chi of ha-mitzvah before the actual time that you're able to fulfill the mitzvah. Right? You could have a chi of ha-mitzvah or a cheftza shel mitzvah. That's a little different. But also a cheftza shel mitzvah. The status of lulav and shofar might start at the beginning of Sukkot and Rosh Hashanah, even though you can't shake a lulav or blow shofar until the next day. Still, the status might start right when Yontif starts. That's the Rashi in Sukkah, Taflam and Gimel, that the your hadas has to be a good hadas when Yontif starts, in terms of the number of berries and leaves. Right, or else it'll be nitche. What do you mean? Just the morning doesn't have to be when Yontif starts. No, when Yontif starts is when the status starts. So the chiyuv, Rav Soloveitchik said, of the carbon tamids, tamidin, and it all might start right when the day starts, even though you can't fulfill one now and one till later, or by kriyashma. Kriyashma might be split, even though it's counted as one mitzvah according to the Rambam. But that's all by kriyashma and by ketores and by tzmidin, but by chavitin, it's all counted as one. But that's the maskana of the Gemara. The Gemara, again, the Gemara doesn't give a clear maskana, but the, Rambam quotes that it's only by the flour, but by the others, it's not mentioned the maskana of the Rambam Paskins. It is only half. It's only half. So that's in terms of the Minchas Chavitin. The next one on the list that we had going back on Daf Nun Dalet, when all these are quoted, the next one we had the Kohen Gadol, and then we had the Melach and the Eitzim. The Kohanim are allowed to get benefit from the salt and the wood, right? That's okay. There's no Isser Hana, or there's no violation of Me'ilah. And then number six was the Paraduma. The Paraduma, Bala Para, Shalo Yehu Mo'alin Ba'afara. That there's no Me'ilah when it comes to the Afer, the ashes of the Parah Aduma. So the Gemara is going to say there's no, though the meaning, what does that sound like? Midrabanan, they made a takana that there's no mi'ila by the ashes, which is mashba that lecha on a daraisa level there is. That's the midrabanan, they had to come up with tznai bezin that there's no mi'ila. So that's the Gemara's question. V'yala parah v'chulu, Rav Shmuel bar Nachman v'shei Rav Yonasan, bedin means it's appropriate and on a daraisa level. Bidinush Yimuluba. This should be Mi'ilana Daraisa level. That's what it sounds like. Vehin Gazer Shalo Yimuluba. They made Xera, they made a Dindra Abana that there's no Mi'ila. Vahatani, but didn't we learn? Chatas Milam, it's called a Chatas, Paraduma. Milamecha Mo'alin Ba. Ba Mo'alin Ve Mo'alin Ba'afara. Right? You're Mo'al by it, and not Mo'al in its Afer, in its ashes. So on a Daraisa level, there's a Drasha that there's no mi'ila by the ashes of the paraduma. Once it becomes ashes, it's what we call panim chadashos ba'alakan. It's a new item, right? It's not considered the same item, and therefore there shouldn't be any isser of mi'ila by the ashes. But we have the concept also by karbanos. We have the concept of nasis mitzvaso. Once the mitzvah is done, then it's no longer earmarked for kedusha, and therefore there will be no isser of mi'ila. So you're amol and ba'afra. So the Gemara says you're right. Mar says, you're right, right, the Gemara's question. How could our Mishnah say that it's only, midrabanan, there's no mi'ila? There seems to be even daraisa no mi'ila. So, Amar Rebbe Avo, Barishona, Hayu, Mishtakshikin Ba. Originally, there is no mi'ila daraisa level. But people were using it for all different purposes. Right? They were using it for their own benefit. What is Mishtakshikin Ba? So they were using it if you look at the Mara Folda, Mifazrin Alav, they used to scatter it. Kishkush is a lashon of zilzol, the Tekon Chazon test. They were debasing it. They were using it in an inappropriate manner. What's an inappropriate manner? They were using it for refua. They were using it for healing, which doesn't seem to be so inappropriate, right? If you could use something for refua, but maybe you shouldn't use carbonos things for refua. Maybe you could find a substitute, a parallel substitute to use. So for those who don't saw Gabi Makosayan, they used to use it for their, on their, wounds. And therefore, so at the Raisa level, there's no Mila. Then they used to use it for things that there's no Mila, but it wasn't the most appropriate. So the Chadal said, you know what? We're going to be Gozer Mila. The Gazer Shimula Bas. They were Gozer, Midrabanan, that there is a problem with Mila. But again, the Midar Raisa, there is no Mila. But because people were using it in an inappropriate way, they were gozer mi'ila. And then once people stopped, kivan shed nigderu, once people got their act together and stopped using it inappropriately because of what Chazal said, gozer then went back to the din d'araisa. Gozer shelo yimaluba, they went back to the din d'araisa that there would be no iser of a mi'ila. Whenever afer, whenever we have ashes is, as we just said, panim chadosh is bolakan. Panim chadosh is bolakan comes up, in various areas of halacha. Again, the source of that concept is by marriage. Panim chadashos. Right? Panim chadashos, you get panim chadashos in order to have sheva brachas. You need, new faces. Machlokas, they weren't at the wedding, they weren't at the suda discussion in the postkim, exactly what you need for, panim chadashos. But the catchphrase of panim chadashos that, Chazal use and the Rishonim use is that new status. Panim chadashos, once something becomes destroyed and in a new form, that's panim chadashos. The Beis Halevi in Parshas Vayera has a dvar machshava on Efer. That's where Avram Avinu is bargaining for stone, and he doesn't want to overstep his bounds with Hakadosh Baruch Hu, and he says, "I'm a nothing, but I'm still going to talk." So he says, "Anochi ofer va'efer. I'm dirt and I'm ashes. Ofer va'efer." Chazal and Meseches Chulin and Daf Peches say bischus Avram Avinu's anava of saying ofer va'efer, he was zochet to a mitzvah with afar and a mitzvah with afer. He was zochet to the afar sota, right? That the dirt that's put into the sota water from the bottom of the from the floor of the Beis HaMikdash, and the afer of the paraduma. That's what we're talking about here. He was zochet to the afer of the paraduma. So the Beis HaLevi wonders: is there a connection between the afar and the afer that Avraham Avinu says, what does that have to do with paraduma and sota? So the Beis HaLevi says, what's the message of dirt and ashes? Hishpil atzmo b'shnei aksavos. Avraham Avinu lowered himself regarding two extremes, two areas. Da afar me'olam lo hayabo tzura chashuva. Dirt never had, was nothing. If you, dirt is dirt. Dirt was created as dirt. Dirt was, has no past. Rag yachol akabal tzura chashuva, but it has a future. So yacholon lezrabo, you could plant, you could put seeds into the dirt. V'yagadel kolatz machim, and you could grow whatever you want there. Olas es menu kli chashuva, you could take the dirt and fashion it into a kli cheres, into earthenware. So dirt has no past, but it has a future. V'efer mikodem hayabot tzura, but efer, ashes, the opposite. Ashes was something. Right, before it was destroyed and burned. But now ashes have no future. So ashes are the opposite. Dirt doesn't have a past, but has a future. Ashes has a past, but you can't make anything out of it. You can't plant an afer. Right? Afer has no future. So that's what Avraham Avinu was saying. I'm a nothing. I have no past. I have no future. I'm not significant. That was the reflection of anava of Avram Avinu. That's Avram. Just parenthetically, Chazal pick up on it that at least dirt and ashes are something, right? Moshe Rabbeinu is an Arav. Anachnu ma, we're nothing. That's even more than just dirt and ashes. Dirt and ashes have, at least have, you know, one direction, right? Dirt has a future and ashes have a past. Maybe Aaron, Moshe and Aaron, anachnu ma, We're not even that. Okay. So Vizel Shamru, but now he says that's exactly what the Gemara Nechulin connects to. Why? Because Afer Para Aduma, the ashes, what's the Afer? Remember we said Afer has a past and doesn't have a future. And Para Aduma gives the person a future. You were Tameh, and now you become Tar, and now you have a future. Afer has no future. You said you have no future, Avraham Avinu. I'm going to give you a future. That's the Para Aduma. The Afer Para, who b'latayal atami mikana laba. And Sota, the Sota, Afer Sota, has no past. I'm going to give you a past. Because what's the tachlis avta, to clarify the past so that the husband and wife can be back together. Remember we said a couple of weeks ago, the language of the Chazal use for a karban sote is lavarer. Lavarer, not lachaper, but lavarer. Lavarer to clear up, when we discussed the Rabbi Yosef Engel in the Gvur Shmonim, but the 80 answers to the Shaila about the Isha Sota. V'yafar Sota hu lavarer sh'aysa mikodem ta'arad heina. V'shneim hei mida k'neged mida. That's mida k'neged mida about Afer and Afar, and that's the Afer. Paraduma comes up with Avram Avinu. That's what he was zocha to. What was the problem here that they were using? They were using this for refuah. Use this for refuah. So you wouldn't think that's such a bad thing. Again, they must have been able to find another substitute for it. Refuah, after all, is that the Gemara says that there's nothing wrong with refuah, pashtus. Right? That's the language of Gemara in Baba Kama, but it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. It's a whole sim in Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch in Shin Lamed Vav in Yaradeya. Dine Harofe. One whole simon. Nitna HaTorah Rishus LaRofe LaRapos. It's a mitzvah. The Torah gives license, gives permission. It's interesting, the Gemara doesn't give permission for a lawyer to be a lawyer or for a Indian chief to be a fireman to be. There's a Beferish Gemara about being a doctor. Right? Because, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ani Hashem Rofecha. Who says you should be a doctor? Right? No, there's license given. Another Rishonim say, Tosfos, the Eben Ezra discusses, maybe you would have thought the philosophical, theological question, if God makes somebody sick, who am I to make him better? Right? Am I undermining God? Or like that's like the question that Tunis Rivas Harasha asked Rabbi Akiva, but Bibasra Dafyud, maybe we'll read it. The question about if Kadosh Baruch Hu loves the poor so much, so why doesn't he give them money? Right? So he says, to give us the schus to be mezake them. So what does the Tunis Rivas say? Oh really? Isn't that like the case where the king puts somebody in jail and says, don't give him food, and somebody goes and secretly gives him food, you're undermining what the king wants. The king says, don't give him food. So he says, no, it's not like the Eved. It's not like the king puts the Eved, right? You have the wrong mushal. You have the wrong mushal. Here's the logic. Rabbi Kiva, Charlton's Rabbi Kiva, Melkecham oivanim hu, b'dei ma'inim afarnasan. Amalei kadishin nitzel anum behamid nishol gehenim. Amalei adarabah, zushim achayeftim gehenim. The Tertus Rosa Russia says, it's terrible what you're doing, giving the poor food. Hashem wants them to be poor. What are you doing? Mashal Madar Vadom, Melech Basar Vadom, Shekas Al Avdo, V'chashu Beis HaSurim. He came mad at his Evid and put him in jail. V'tziva Alav Shlola Achilo V'Shalash Koso. Said, no food, no drink. V'halach Adam Echad V'Achilo V'Shkeyu. And somebody went and fed him. K'shama HaMelech Lo Koes Alav. Isn't the king going to be angry at him? Atem Kriyim Avadim. And you're Avadim. Kili Ben Yisrael Avadim. Rabbi Kiva says, you got the wrong mashal. Here says the rock the mashal. What if the king puts his son in jail because the son wasn't acting properly? And then he says, don't give him food or drink. And then somebody goes to give him food and drink. Wouldn't the king be happy underneath, deep down? Right? So we're Jorabanim. So therefore, Rabbi Kiva was saying it's to give us a schus. And that's how this Gemara, Mikan Shanitem Rishus L'Rofei L'Rapos, Rofei has Rishus. U'mitzvahi, continuing the Shulchan Aruch, U'bichlal pikuach nefeshu, V'monea atzmo hareza shofech damim, V'yafilu yesh lo mishi yirapenu shalom en akol adam zocha l'Rapos. Right, not everybody, you gotta go to the doctor that you like, the doctor that you think would be the best for you. Mikom mi'olo yisazik b'refue elem kenhu baki. Right, if you're not a doctor, you shouldn't be healing people. That's the opposite. You're a shovek damim. If you're a doctor and you don't go heal. You're a shovek damim if you're not a doctor and you try to go heal. Right? Just, we should know what our talents are and where our talents lie. Just because you're married to a doctor also does not mean that you are a doctor and you should do anything. That nobody has to worry about that in my family. Okay. But interesting, machlokas Rashi and the Rambam. About Chizkiyahu HaMelech. Remember the Gemara says in Psachim, Mishnah, Gemara, Braisa, that one, remember the Chazal were happy about six things that Chizkiyahu did, and unhappy with three things that he did good, and three things that he did were not good. Ashlosha hodulo, ashlosha lo hodulo. And one of the ones that they were modeh was Ganav Sefer Refuos. He put away the book of Refuos, and they were the hodulo. So what does that mean? Gonna say for refuos. So Rashi there, Msachim Nunvav, Rashi says, because Shahayalo Liftoch Bakadosh Baruch Hu. Shneamar veganosi aleira. Right? He should, oh, I'm sorry. That's going on the other line. Lefi shalohay alibam nichna al cholim ela misrapin miyad. They didn't. They weren't. You know, they didn't get the message of the choli. They kind of said, "Okay, we're going to heal," and they weren't lowered based on the refuah. So the Rambam, if I'm out of guess, says on this in the Pirshei Mishnayos here, he says, "What's Rashi?" That's a quote Rashi. But he says there are those that say that it was inappropriate to do refuah because you know you're not your heart is in nichna. So the Rambam, I don't understand that refuah. Go to a doctor. That can't be the message. No, the Rambam says the reason he hid the Sefer Refuah is because it was a voodoo kind of medicines here. It wasn't Beduka Menusa. It wasn't normal medicines in the Sefer Refuah here. That's why it was good that he hid it. So he says, again, I don't know. I don't have an answer to this question about whether Rambam knew about Rashi or had Rashi. I don't have any evidence that the Rambam hardly quotes anybody. But he quotes, there are those that say, right? That's where he quotes this idea. This is a quote by name. But then he quotes at the end, he says, no. The point is that it had refuos that were not appropriate refuos. Like a talisman, Jim Osin, something. Okay, so he says, and it has other things that are dangerous. Vagram lamachla causes people to get more sick. That's why it was a good thing to, again, there's an important Rambam there in the end of Perek Daled of Psachim. Okay, so there's more there, but we'll continue. Says the Gemara now, the last, number seven, of the Tanai Bezdin was Valakinim v'chulu. So it said, based on the kinim that were lost, it comes from the, Bezdin. Ha'isha azos b'mayim eskaperis. We had this Gemara earlier. So what do you mean? Remember the money in the middle, it goes to Ola Ola or Ola Chatas. You give it to Ola Ola. Aye, what about a woman who gave her Ola Chatas? How is she going to get kapara? How is she going to eat karbanos? Amrebi Yislag Tanai Bezdin Hu. Hamasabek as Akidim Hu. Hamasabek as Apsolos Vesa Ovdos. It doesn't come from the Tzibur. Rabbi Yislag says, the Brisa says, the Tanai Bezdin is that it comes from the supplier. The supplier of the birds always has to give some extra, right? If there's any difference between what was given and what was found. Hadrolach Parag Moshe Nimsu, Rabosai, the last parak here in Shkala. Kalarokin, all spittle, all saliva. We know that a zav, let's say a zav or someone like a zav, is tame, is one of the avos hatumas, and all the liquids that come out of a zav are also an av hatuma. So what happens if you find spit, again, maybe a hygiene was a little different in the days of old, you find some spit on the floor in the middle of the street. So do you have to assume that it's a zav's spit or not? Right, we know if you know it's mashkev azav, then it's for sure tameh. So misafek, we say you have to treat as tameh. Maybe it was azav's. That's the Mishnah in Meseches Taharos. The Mishnah in Taharos in the fourth parak, the Mishnah says al shisha sveko sorfen es truma. For on six svekos you burn truma. One of them is al safek rukin hanimsaim. Safek rukin. Rukin, should be rukin, right? So the spittle that safek rukin, you burn tuma if you know for sure that it was touched. Alvagai magon shu suffik tumasan surfen as a truma. Unbelievable. Right? If somebody touches if truma touches this, which would be an avatuma, so then it would be, you'd have to burn the truma. So, our Mishnah says there's an exception to that rule. Even though midrabanan, you have to treat all as tame. Kal arukin. And if somebody Yerushalayim tahorin, Yerushalayim is tar because we don't assume that zav and zavas are walking around Yerushalayim. So you go after the rove, right? The carbonator says, and therefore they're tar. Chutz mishal shukha elyon divrei meir, because Rebbe Meir says, except in the upper shuk. We'll have to see why. There, we assume that there are more tummy people there. Rebbe Yossi Omer, Rebbe Yossi says, bishar kol yamos hashana. It depends on the time of year. In the rest of the year, shebe'emsa temein, shebe'tstadin tahorim. During the rest of the year, the tummy people are majorities. They're walking around in the middle, and the tar people are walking on the sides. So if you find some in the middle, so then tame, and on the sides, that's going to be tar. V'bishas haregel, but on yantif, on bishas haregel, people were matar themselves for the regel. Shobeem satorin v'shebistadin tameyin, v'bidesha hamu'atin v'stakon l'stadin. The mu'at always goes to the sides, so it depends where you find it. Good. Kala, if you look in the Teferet Yisrael doesn't say dafka that it has to be a rove that you're choshish for, even if it is, avol bashar duchti gazru, demi'uta de shchiyachu. says even if you don't want to say it's a rove people are zavim walking around the rest of the year, let's say according to the Tanakhama, if it's not Yerushalayim. He says no, but it's a good amount. It's a miyut teshchiach. And Chazal were gozer even on a miyut teshchiach. That's his lashon. Okay. That's by Rukin. Next, kol hakelim hanimsam Yerushalayim. If somebody finds a kli in Yerushalayim, derech in the day, if you look at old mikvahs, there was a way to go in and a way to go out. It wasn't like the same entrance and exit. So there were steps going down and steps going out. So kelim that are found, kol hakelim is Yerushalayim, derech yirid lebeis tefilat tamein. If it's on the way down, you assume it fell out of the guy's hand on the way down. And it's still tame. V'derech aliyah tahorin. Shaloki ridasan aliyasan. Diver Meir. Meir says it's a one-way traffic. So therefore it goes by where you found it, on the way in or on the way out. Rabbi Yossi Omer, no, kulan tahorin. It's all tar, even going down. Because maybe the guy was holding a kli that didn't have to be tovel. Kulan tahorin. Chutz min asava magrefa miyuchad l'kvaros. Except for these kelim that are used for burial. Right? The basket that you put the bones in and the shovel. Except for those, everything else would be tar. You don't have to machzik it as tame. Okay, we'll have to stop there before we get to Sakin. We are in the last parak of Masechet Shkalim.